kachuku ka parliament akalondo lwe nsasanya y'omusolo aka public accounts committee bagugumbudde abakungu mu ministry of finance okuby'obusuubuzi amakolero n'obwegasi ku nsonga lwaki yeebakira mu nsonga y'abatendeyi KCC enetuuka okubafumuula ku nguudo na ministry etefuddeyo okubateekerateekera so nga bano ye bavunaanyizibwako. Bano nga bakulembeddwamu omuteeseteese omukulu mu ministry eno Linet Bangoza babadde balabisekerya akakiiko kano okubaako bye batangaaza ku bitagenda bulungi mu alipoota ya ssaababalirizi w'ebitabo bya gavumenti ey'omwaka gw'ensimbi 2024-2025. Ababaka banira batadde ku nnyingo abakulu bannyonnyola ebyabalobera okukwatagana amangu n'ekitongole kya KCC okuteekerateekera abatembeeyi bano nga tebannafuumulwa ku nguudo za kibuga olw'ensonga nti bali wansi wa ministry yaabwe. So nga abatembeeyi bano be bamu ku bantu abaalifunye mu nteekateeka ya Paris Development Model nekiyambako n'eggwanga bano okubafunamu emisolo egiwera.
Under the circumstances, Minister of Trade, the other ones are your people. KCC doesn't want them on the streets, but you want them to trade. Is it your interest that you want Ugandans to trade? The answer is yes. Now that KCC doesn't want them on the streets, it would have been your ministry to be working up and down to ensure that they trade anyway, even if they are not trading on the streets. That's why I asked for solutions. These are the people, that would be the main catchment for people to benefit from PDM. So you are arranging for PDM for Kampala City, this area. These people who are on the street, give them money, organize them, train them. Find them a place so that you get the next people who are going to register their businesses formally and you get more tax.
Mukwanukula kamishona avunaanyizibwa ku by'obusuubuzi munda mu ggwanga Zack Kalega alambikidde ababaka etteeka kye lirambika ku nsonga y'abatembeeyi nga muteeka muno omutembeeyi alina okukolera wabweru wa kibuga naye nga ministry bali mu nteeseganya n'ekitongole kya KCCA okulaba engeri abatembeeyi gye bayinza okuyambibwamu bafune we bakolera n'okubalambika.
No, the Trade Licensing Act, which the ministry is responsible for, has not provided for street vendors. You are either a trader in a shop or a hawker, and the hawker is also supposed to walk within a certain distance away from a trading center. But we have noted that there are people already working on the streets, and we are working with KCC and other local governments to see. The ministry was part of the process of the development of markets, like in Rwanda, they are the other minister of local government. So they are trying to see how they can create space for those people who do, but it is becoming very difficult for them to work on the streets because that one is not even provided for. But even in the negotiations going on, they were looking at the possibilities of having the weekly markets within, for example, the KCCA. That they have a day, it used to be there on Sunday, it is being revised to see how they can be assisted. But we are working very closely with the local governments and KCCA to ensure that these people have some working space where they can be.
Ababaka bano boogedde ne ku nsonga y'abasuubuzi abatuvidde n'ebyamaguzi byabwe ku nsalo eya Sudan nga wano Kalega ategeezezza nti bano tebaagoberera nkola yateekebwawo okusasulirako emisolo naye akakasizza ababaka nga bwe bali mu nteeseganya ezisembayo n'eggwanga erya Sudan ku nsonga eno.
Request the ministry really to give us how, what strategies are there to ensure that this business community or the traders are aware of what they are going through or they are supposed to do? Because most of what you are saying is the traders learn when they are in problem.
We are working with the customs of South Sudan to see how this can be sorted. The tracking system was to avoid that division because now the truck has to be seen from the point of what is the point of destination. So that if I'm to allow for that, that is the point of the
okay. You must have noted that even sometime last year, the end of last year, the minister was moving along the eastern border with Kenya because there were traders raising non-tariff barrier issues that were being handled in that particular instance. So we try as much as possible to ensure that we have those bilateral meetings to ensure that those ones don't happen.
Amyuka ssentebe w'akakiiko ka Park Honorable Goretti Namugga bano abalagidde okubaako ebiwandiiko eby'enkizo bye balina okuwa akakiiko mu bwangu okusobola okuttaanya ensonga ezimu ezikyaliko ebibuuzo.